ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 1 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द डायनेस्टीज ऑफ कलियुगा टेक्स्ट 15 टिल 17 टेक्स्ट 15
अग्निमित्रस्ततस्तस्मात् सुज्येष्ठो भविता ततः वसुमित्रो भद्रकश्च पुलिन्दो भविता सुतः। अग्निमित्रस्ततस्तस्मा सुज्येष्ठो भविता ततः वसुमित्रो भद्रकश्च पुलिन्दो भविता सुतः। अग्निमित्रस्ततस्तस्मा सुज्येष्ठो भविता ततः वसुमित्रो भद्रकश्च पुलिन्दो भविता सुतः।
अग्निमित्रः अग्निमित्र ततः फ्रॉम पुष्पमित्र द जनरल हु विल मर्डर भद्रत तस्मात् फ्रॉम हिम दैट इज अग्निमित्र। सुज्येष्ठः सुज्येष्ठ भविता विल बी ततः फ्रॉम हिम वसुमित्रः वसुमित्र भद्रकः भद्रक च एंड पुलिन्दः पुलिन्द भविता विल बी सूतः दिसन। आई जस्ट रीड वर्सेस 16 एंड 17 एज वेल and then we'll go to the combined translation and the purport for these verses. Text 16 Tata goshah sutas tasmad vajra mitro bhavishyati tato bhagvatas tasmad deva bhutihi kuru dvaja. Text 18 17
சங்கதோஷேதே போக்ஷந்தி பூமின் வர்ஷ சதாதிகம் ததஹ கான்வான் இயம் பூமிர் யஷ்யதி அல்ப குணான் நிருப.
Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: My dear King Parikshit, Agnimitra will follow as king, and then Sujeshta. Sujeshta will be followed by Vasumitra, Bhadraka, and sons of Bhadraka, Pulinda. Then the sons of Pulinda, named Ghosha, will rule, followed by Vajramitra, Bhagavata, and Devabhuti. In this way, O most eminent of Kuru heroes, 10 Shunga kings will rule over the earth for more than 100 years. Then the earth will come under the subjugation of the kings of Kanva dynasty, who will manifest very few good qualities. Purport: According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the Shunga dynasty began when General Pushpamitra killed his king, Bhadratha, and assumed power. After Pushpamitra came Agnimitra and the rest of the Shunga dynasty, which lasted for 112 years.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakhaya சக்ஷுருன் மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மனோபிஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதாமய்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம் வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரோ ஸ்ரீயுதா பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீ குரூன் வைஷ்ணவாமிஷ்ச ஸ்ரீ ரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சஹகண ரகுநாதம் விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சகிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பதான் சஹகண லலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகான்விதாமிஷ்ச ஹே கிருஷ்ணா கருணா சிந்து தீன பந்து ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமஸ்துதே தப்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரியே வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஸ்ச கிருபாசிந்துப்யைவச பதீதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. சோ சிங்கிங் த பிளெஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி வைஷ்ணவாஸ் சோ தட் கேன் ஸ்பீக் சம்திங் அபவுட் திஸ் டாபிக் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் இன் லைன் வித் தி பரம்பரா ஃபார் த பிளேஷர் ஆஃப் டிவோட்டீஸ் அண்ட் ஃபார் மை பியூரிஃபிகேஷன். வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் 12th கேன்டு சாப்டர் 1st. It's entitled The Dynasties of Kali Yuga, and in this verse from 15 till 17, the names of the kings that would come in the Kali Yuga are mentioned. So modern Western scholars, they accuse the Indian religious histories don't have any chronological order. That's what they say. But seeing at these verses wherein all the kings until Kali Yuga has been mentioned, so this accusations does not mean anything as such. In fact, if the modern historians, they have whatever they have recorded for last few centuries or years, then we can see that they have the names of Chandragupta Maurya, Chanakya Pandit, and this has been already been mentioned in the previous few verses that we see. Those kings and the Brahmins has been mentioned here. So the reason why and the things which has been mentioned by telling this chapter, in this chapter, the dynasties of Kali Yuga, it is the gist is given that as the kings are proceeding ahead in the Kali Yuga, then the way in which the kings are ruling, their good qualities are diminishing and the bad qualities are increased. Initially, when the kings were selected or who were ruling, they would be the Rajrishis, the saintly devotees of Lord, and they would rule as per the injunctions of the Lord. But later on, now if we see here, the kings who are selected, or even those who were on the throne, they would be killed by their own ministers or the general, as we see in this verse here, killed by his own general. They are murdered. And some, maybe the son of minister would be placed. And that we see nowadays happening, that people are eager to rule. They are eager for the chair to rule. Only if they know what it means to take that position. 1/6 of all the karma of their citizens would come to them. They don't know that. Just 2 days back, when His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was giving a talk about His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, at that time he was mentioning that in the year 1995, when Bhakti Charu Maharaj happened to come to go to US, at that time His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was there. And when they both were laying down on their left side and discussing many things, at that time His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentioned his predicament, saying that for past few decades or many years, when I have been serving under somebody who have been serving under someone who has been serving under Prabhupada, so always I have been serving under some HOD or some department head or some manager, and that too at a place, at a remote place in the hill where nobody knows, simply doing some deity worship or milking the cows, herding the cows. But all those devotees under whom I have been serving, somehow they left the movement, or they are no longer there. So the responsibility of this movement and the position has come upon me, and I am not used to all this thing. So that's how he was sharing. And to this, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj said, this is the right way to place somebody in the position. That's how in the ISKCON we see that those devotees who are not wanting to grab, or they are not looking for the position for the sake of some other things, actually they can lead properly. So the gist, the point is that it has to be taken as a service, not some facilities that would come with that. But in today's world, that is not at all the case. Why? Because it has to happen, because Krishna is not there. The Krishna factor is not there. Krishna himself mentions in the previous chapters, when he was winding up his leela in this earthly planet, at the time he mentioned to Uddhava, it so happened that when the Krishna was all done with establishing the dharma in this world, at the time the demigods, along with Brahma, Shiva and all other demigods, they came and they placed before Krishna certain things, saying that dharma jasthapita satsu sadhyah sandeshu vaitvaya kirtischa dikshu vikshpita sarva loka malapaha. Brahma said, dharmascha sthapita satsu, you have re-established the religion among pious men. Dharmascha sthapita satsu. So amongst pious men, you have established the religion. Sadhya sandeshu vaitvaya. And these pious men who are always firmly bound to the truth. Kirtischa dikshu vikshipta. Everywhere you have also distributed your glories. Sarva loka malapaha. And how are those glories? Those glories, they destroy all the sins of all the worlds. They continued saying that Avatirya Yadorvamshe Bhibrad Rupam Anuttamam Karmani Uddhama Vrittani Hitaya Jagato Kritaha. Avatirya Yadurvamshe, descending into the dynasty of King Yadu, Bhibrad Rupam Anuttamam, you have manifested your unsurpassed form. Karmani Uddhama Vrittani, and for the benefits of the entire universe, Hitaya Jagato Krita, for the benefits of the entire universe, you have executed magnanimous deeds. Then they went on saying that whoever hears this pious, or whoever hears your pastimes, that you have left those pious saintly souls in this age of Kaliyuga, will glorify your pastimes and will easily cross over the darkness of Kaliyuga. After hearing him, and then even Brahma said that now that the purpose for which I have called you, you have already achieved it, and you have also arranged for the winding up of your own dynasty by the curses of the Brahmana. So if you feel so, if you so desire, you can go back or return to your spiritual abode, and please bless us so that we always remain under your protection and shelter. And then Krishna, we all know how he, soon after that, when the demigods left, and Krishna assured them that, yeah, I'm going to wind up and soon I will go to my abode, and while going I will come to your planets. And then Krishna announced in that hall everyone who had assembled and told that let's go to Prabhasha Kshetra for all these bad omens and the curses and take shelter there, do the yajna, purify ourselves. And then having said that, Uddhava, who was closely observing, he approached Krishna and said that how can it be so that in Dwarka the curses and all this can affect you? And he understands the reason why Krishna, what Krishna is going to do, why he is doing. And he tells him, it looks like you are winding up your pastimes and soon you are going to return. But I don't want to remain in this world. I want to come with you. And then having said this, Krishna understanding Uddhava, Krishna then said, Yarhi evayam maya tyakta loko ayam nasta mangalah bhavishyanti achirat sadho kalinaapi nirakritah. O saintly Uddhava, in the near future I will abandon this earth. Then being overwhelmed by the age of Kali, the earth will be bereft of all the auspiciousness. So he clearly mentions that when Krishna he leaves, the earth will be bereft of all the auspiciousness. And then he continues, Krishna continues saying that Na vatsavyam tvaya eva maya tyakte mahitale jano abhadra ruchir bhadra bhavishyati kalau yuge. He says, you should not remain here on the earth once I have abandoned this world. O sinless devotee, in Kaliyuga people will be addicted to all types of sinful activities. So Krishna tells him that yes, in this Kaliyuga it's not the place for any gentleman to stay. So once I leave, then he tells him, he has some purpose for him. And he tells him, he gives him the instructions to follow that. And then he will say that you will be placed into my abode besides me. And then he further goes and tells that how he should move around in this world. In this Kaliyuga, how he should move around in this world while going towards the Badrika Ashram, how he should have equal vision towards all the living entity. He continues saying him and explaining all the Gyan Yoga and the culminating to the Bhakti Yoga. Now if we see Uddhava, he's already a pure devotee of the Lord. There's no tinge of a Gyan or Karma in him. But still Lord puts him into that situation where he inquires about the Gyan Yoga and so. Why? Because Lord wants to give this knowledge to the devotees in the Bhadrika Ashram, by which they can renounce and focus on the Bhakti. So Lord places by his Ichha Shakti the desire for Uddhava to ask these questions on Gyan Yoga and Karma Yoga along with the Bhakti. Although Uddhava is a pure devotee of the Lord. So that the people in this age could understand. In the village, we generally see that most of the time there would be some madari or some people who would be either from their mouth bring forth some flames and then dodge it, or they would have some rings and there was a small little girl who will be going under that ring, then second girl will come, that will also go, third girl will come, so whole family will go through that one small ring. And sometimes a monkey will come and this person, he will be playing with that monkey, making him to jump. So all these things do happen in the villages, we see. And also sometimes we see that there would be some balancing act on the bamboo. That would be, and the person would be walking on that rope placed between the two bamboos. So there was one man who was quite adventurous. What he did, instead of putting the rope in between the bamboo, he decided to put it on the terrace of the two houses. So there were two houses, and he placed the rope on the terrace, say almost on the second floor, if you see in the cities. He placed that rope, and then he started to walk with a bamboo in the hand. But that's not enough. While he was walking, the gap in between the two buildings, there was a road passing by. And there was a heavy traffic there. A village traffic, so not that heavy, but still it was like a traffic there. And he was walking with a bamboo and he was balancing. Even that is not enough. On his shoulder, he had kept his own 4-year-old child. And he was moving. Slowly, slowly he started moving. Very focused. And very easily he went ahead. And crossed that rope line and went to that another terrace. People had gathered by that time. Because it was never to see such a risk. And they all clapped like anything. People started glorifying. Paying him so much money. And some people said that, he can even pass now. Let's see, he can even go back. And they were waiting for him to go back. Another person said, "Arey, nahi karega." "He can do it. He has just did it." He said, "Bet." Okay, they started betting on him. Now this person is there. He has not thought or, but people started waiting. "Arey, he has done it. He can come back also." They started betting, putting money on that bet. And this person, and then people started watching. Those who have bet on, you know, that he will come back. They believe in it. So they were watching and he was just standing there. So this person who have betted on him that he can come back, they approached him and requested, "Come on, do it again." He said, "No, it's enough." He said, "Come on, please do it." He said, "Why?" And they could not say that he has put a money on him. But he said, "No, I know that you can do it." He said, "Are you sure that I can do it?" He said, "Of course, I believe in you." He said, "Really you believe in me?" He said, "Yes, I believe in you." He said, "Okay, I will come back, I'll return. Give me your 4-year-old child. I'll put on my shoulder and come back." So when he heard, when the people there heard, that he is asking for the 4-year-old child, their children, not his child. And he will return back. So those who had bet on him, assuring that, you know, he can come back. Nobody gave a child to him. So that's how is the belief of the people on the Supreme Lord in this world. People do believe. Yes, God is there. I am the believer. I am the godly person. I believe in God. Do good for everyone. They believe in this good factor, godly factor, God-fearing people. But they don't have that faith in Lord. Like everyone believes that there is a taxi person in front of this, on this square. Taxi always stands. But do they have faith on that taxi van that he will not run away with the briefcase if I just leave there? So they don't have that faith on that person. They believe on that person. Okay, he is there. Who knows, he may be there or not. But they don't have faith on that person. One time when a small child was traveling on an airplane, and there happened to be another person who was sitting beside that child. And suddenly, way up ahead, the plane started moving so much, sort of shivering. So people started panicking. So much so that some people started yelling, shouting, what will happen? And this air hostess who was announcing that, okay, please be ready, put on your seat belts, and there is some weather has gone wrong, but our pilot is doing all the things, so do not panic. And while saying this, she was like sort of falling down. So people were really bothered. And one man, he was observing that this child who was sitting beside him was not at all disturbed, just sitting calmly. And doing all the needful, you know, seat belt and all whatever was announced. The child was doing that, but was very calm. So this person who was very disturbed, he asked that child, "Dad, don't you fear what's happening? What would happen to you? Are you not afraid?" So that child said, "No." He said, "How come?" He said that the pilot who is driving this, controlling this airplane, is my father. So when this child has that faith that whatever his father will do for his best. So when a person has that faith that yes, God exists, faith on that Supreme Lord that he exists, and not only he exists, but he has a concern and care for me, and he will do all the best to protect me and help me in whatever situation it may be, then people are not disturbed. So now we see that in this time of lockdown, so much people, they have their fear and stress of this small little virus. It's obvious because uncertainty is there. But if we believe in the Supreme Lord that he will do whatever is best for us, generally we see the number, so many people dying, death rate is this much, so many people getting affected. As long as it is not happening in our family or our nearby people are not affected, for us it's just a number. But even if one number happens in our family, then people become so stressful. See, if Lord is, and this is how in Kali Yuga, the faith on the Supreme Lord is not there. First of all, people believe, some God-fearing people, they believe in the Lord. There are other people who don't even believe the existence of the Lord. So think the kind of stress they would go through. So that's how that belief is very important. We have the devotees amidst us in this temple premises only who have such belief in the Lord, and by their belief they came out from such a horrible situation. This one devotee who was working in Boisar, in one factory, wherein his job was to feed in the computer all the vehicles which are coming, what all things they are carrying, where they will be going ahead, give them some chalan, bring out all the things, whatever is required for them. So his work was totally in the computer. He would at times, and so many vehicles would come, he would write a programs in Lotus and all other softwares, you write a program so that it would fasten the process. But being alone, this person, he had so much stress, in the sense he has to just look at the PC and work throughout. His job would be 9 to 7, but at 7 o'clock, he has to ensure that all the vehicle which has come goes by with all the challans and everything, road permit and all. So he would be alone, and at 7 times when the vehicle would come, by the time he would dispatch those vehicle with the appropriate things, handed over to them, it would be 10 o'clock, he would return home. He would come home, sleep, next day wake up at 3:30 and start chanting Hare Krishna, softly, so that nobody gets disturbed. But there was his wife who would get disturbed, angry at him. One day, she was about to go to her job, 7:30, while she was leaving, she went out, brought a stone and hit on the head of her husband. Blood started coming profusely. She left to her office. This poor man went to hospital, got that stitches, came, informed the office that so and so thing happened, so could not come. And his parents came to know, his mother came to know that this thing has happened. His brother was staying close by, another building. So his mother came. And then this person, he visited her mother, his mother. And his brother was telling that, come, let's go to police. This is not proper, you know. How can she do this to you? But this person, he said, no, let it be. Let it be. And the brother was angry. He said, how can you tolerate all this thing? Let's go. But he said, no, let it be. Few days passed. Same one morning. Wife becomes so upset, went out, brought the stone, hit at the same place. And this person just somehow kept the hand, and it hit on his hand, the nail just came out, and the blood started coming from that. Even now, if you see, the nail is not completely there. It's still there with us. Nail is still not there. And the wife says, you are just doing some dhongbaji. Nothing serious. This person, he was working throughout in that. And one day, while he was working, he told the wife that, you know, some pain is there in the stomach. He said, you are just doing dhongbaji. Nothing will happen to you. He went to the office. So much pain came that he told the office that, I can't bear, something is wrong. So he said, okay, you leave now. Go and take a rest. While coming from the office, somehow he just became unconscious on the ground. About to reach home, but he felt unconscious. People somehow understood who is he, and they went to his home, told his wife, and the wife came to that place, somehow managed to take him to hospital, and there they told something, that something has happened. I don't remember the medical term for that, but this thing happened, and immediately he has to be operated if he has to remain alive. So they said, okay, please do it. But soon the wife's brother came and said, not on this hospital, let's take him to another hospital. So this person, he was lying down and with unbearable pain, had to go through some another hospital to find another doctor who will be operated. But he knew something good will happen. Maybe they would be doing something good. But so much pain was unbearable. But whatever was coming, he was just going through it. Without judging anyone, without complaining, whatever came, he was just going through it. And then it was operated and the stitches are there. Now even you can see, you know, this whole stomach is fully operated and stitches you can see. And then he had to be in that hospital for 15 days and then 45 days at home after he's released from that hospital. And his job was not there because some other people came to in his place. So his job was not there, and this company man, he said that, okay, you just write this resignation letter. And he was so simple, he just wrote it and gave. When he came home and was told that this is what has happened, so some people told him that you are working for so many years, they can't just remove you like this. and this pain has happened because of you are working so hard in that company. They can't just leave you. So go and complain to them. So this simple person went and told them, you know, that some people are telling this is the thing, you know, I am entitled for whatever bonus you can give me. So this person, so this company man said, no, no. You have given us the resignation letter. In that you have written that it was happened at home. You are not in the office. So we can't give you. And this person came back without anything. His job is gone. His counselor came to know. And somehow he arranged in that Palghar Food for Life program. Wherein he simply, he was arranged for some job. Thinking that he would get some managerial position there. Later on his counselor came to know that the job that he is doing is, he goes along with the dabbas, packed in a vehicle. He goes in the vehicle, ensures that it is given to the principal or whatever school it is, and comes back. So that simple menial service he was doing. For many months he did that, maybe a year or two. And his counselor said that what kind of job it is, where you are coming from and what kind of this service. Let's do something else. He somehow asked in the temple, and in our temple, in the godown, there was a need for that person. One person who would handle responsibly what all things are coming, going. So he was brought in that godown and he is given that responsibility of whatever comes, goes out of kitchen. And at times you can see him doing even grinding of the grains, and he would be absorbed in his. He would come 5 o'clock, he'll attend Mangal Aarti, he'll sit just right in the center, do his chanting, attend Guru Puja, go down, do the job, come, attend Guru Puja and go again, offer obeisances and go again. So with simple facilities he's staying here. And of course few years back his whole family came, 2 children he has. He introduced me. One elder daughter got married to somebody who was a software engineer. So he introduced me, I spoke to him, whole family. And he was sharing all this thing, what happened and all. So I just asked him, how you tolerated? How did you tolerated all this thing? He said, one thing which I saw in my wife was, she was chaste. Bole, bahut pativrata hai. So this is what touched. He said, bahut hi pativrata hai. Whatever she was doing, it's out of concern for me. I was chanting, but she was getting disturbed, so she got angry. But she never thought that I should get hurted. She got angry, and in the angry mood she did it. And God has allowed it. So why should, maybe in my karma it is written that something much worse would have happened, but it has happened this much only. So he was like accepting that whatever is happening is by God's wish. And the relationship that he has with he knows that wife, just that love that wife has for him, that chastity that she has. And he says that now that when the simple facility that he has got in the temple, he would rest. And when somebody would suddenly call him for some service and he would be resting or some sound would come, he would feel little disturbed because he's so old. And at that time he would just remember that my wife would have got so much disturbed like this only. And she would have done because of that. So he would remember that and don't say anything. So whatever things would happen with him, he would just relate with what he has done in the past, and that's what he's going through. So I told him that so much things are happening in the kitchen. It's like some hot things which are happening, boiling, things are boiling, people are, you know, saying, and so you don't get affected. How is chanting go on? He said, Prabhu, whatever happens, he said, whatever is happening on the surroundings does not affect my chanting at all. Because when I absorb in chanting, it just goes on. These things does not disturb me. I said, and how is at home now? He said, yes, at home, whatever I say, they do it now. My wife is chanting 16 rounds. My children, they are so obedient. So this is how the things turn off. When that relationship, the investment in the relationship happens, things turn out to be so positive. And in any relationship, if you see, initially it's like a very infatuation is there. The other day in the one topic which Dwarkadish Prabhu and Mataji was taking online on the ladder of relationship, so they were telling that initially there is an infatuation phase. It is just like on the beach, if you go and then the water is coming to your feet, how you feel? So soothing and so cooling. So when a boy and girl meet, it's like that. So infatuation. They promise to each other that they will remain for each other. So that's infatuation stage is there. And soon after a year or two when they get married, when the thing should reveal, there's a revelation phase. First is infatuation, then is the revelation phase. You get to reveal, so many things are revealed to you. Which was initially like the facade, other things were revealed. Because at home, it's common now. Seeing the same person, his wrong things and bad habits, shortcomings are visible now. So revelation phase, that's the phase where it's like going in the ocean now. Now on the surface it was very cooling. Now you go inside, waves starts. Immediately waves, so much waves. So that's the revelation phase. Go more deeper, more bigger the waves. People feel that, is it for the purpose I married? This is not what I expected. I thought it's like this. But things reveal. And if people still continue understanding each other, consolidating the things together, working out the things together, understanding that the goal, what is the goal for which they have come together. She was sharing, Mataji was sharing that Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj called and said, let's see, this Dwarkadesh is, you consider him to be Krishna's son. And then see as your husband. First Krishna's son, entrusted to you to take care. And same thing he told to Dwarkadesh Prabhu. So such things should keep them. And when the years passed by, then it's like in the middle of the ocean now, where no waves, all, everything is just like all going smoothly. So that's how the relationship generally develops. So we see right in our temple premises, we have this person who has so faith in Lord. So if there is a goal that, okay, I want to achieve Krishna, then things should work. Otherwise, we see the Kali Yuga, and as it is progressing, as mentioned here in this verse, that these kings, they are degraded. And it would go on to degradation. Why? Because the time factor plays a role. The clock ticks. The clock always ticks. It strikes. We never say that it's a flower blooming. In Hindi or in Marathi, they say kata kiti varala, kata kiti varala, you know, kata. Kitna baje, you know, woh bajta hai. Kisi ki bajana hai, to time kitna baje bolte hum. Kiti vajle, kitna, kitne baje, kitna laga. In Gujarati, ketla vaiga yane kitne lage aapko. So there is a kata, there is a minute hand, hour hand, and that pricks, it strikes. We never say that we don't have a flower somehow and it comes to the one and we say it's blooming one. Because time is striking. That's how this effect of Kali Yuga is, the time is striking to us. That's okay, but if you see that clock, there is a minute hand, there is a seconds hand, minute hand and then hourly hand. The seconds hand is like a very fast it moves. It moves very fast. Somehow jumps like. I remember when I joined here and the service which was given of managing the computers of all the temple, whatever is required, I would go to the market and purchase it. And then somehow give the bill to the in charge here, like Baldepur was handling. So I would give the bill and tell him that this is how the cost is. Our engineer has quoted this much. I went to the market from the wholesale, I got this much and all this. So one day he told me that how much time you have to spend in the market? It's okay if you don't go. So then we had one engineer here and we would just place the order, he would get it. Though it would be little costly, but at least we'll get the services. So it's like, you know, the second clock which is like jumping, you know, when we are new, we are just jumping, do this, do that. And I would feel that, okay, this service is there, so I have to do it in the best way, you know, protecting how much short amount and best we get. So all this thing is there. But then there are many other things to be done. So the short So the second's hand will always move faster. Minute hand will be moved little slowly. And the second, and the hour you know. What will happen if the second's hand is not there? Will it affect if in the clock that is not there? It won't affect, right? You can still know the time. Though not the exact time, but still the time. Now what will happen if the minute hand is not there on the clock? Not exact time, but still time will be on. What will happen if the hour hand is not there? It's very difficult. We won't get the time only. Isn't it? So it is like, so this hour hand is like the, in any organization are the people who have seen the world. Just by seeing them, we can make out many things. Like other day, the Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was telling that about Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He said that he has spent so much time with Prabhupada. He has assisted Prabhupada. So he has seen him his dealings with other people, devotees, outsiders. So that really, he has learned so much from that. So that makes effect, you know. Any senior person, though they may not be doing, just like the second clock, second hand would be moving, jumping around. And if you see the hour clock, it would be just like moving slowly. And you say, what? He's not doing anything. Apparently, if you see, it's not doing anything. He's just sitting somewhere in his room, in the corner. Like in the Udupi, somebody asked, who is the Mathadish? So they took him. So they thought that maybe he is into some office, big office. But they took him in this small room there, and he is sitting, absorbed. I said, he is the Mathadish. Yeah. So, but that is like the very heavy personality who may not be jumping around, but the things jump by his just vision. In any organization, you will see there are people who knows what to do. So they will do their services. What to do? They will do their services. How to do, those will be very few. What to be do, there will be many. But how to do it, few would be knowing. And very few on the top would know why to do what they are doing, the way they are doing. What is the spirit in which it has to be done? Why it has to be done? So this is like that. So in this world, if we see the Kali Yuga has progressed so much, but there is one factor which is there. That is the presence of the devotees, senior devotees, we would say. We need everyone, but the presence, just one person, say Prabhupada, and you see the so much effect he brought. Just one person. And similarly we have, tomorrow we'll hear about one such personality, what all he has done. Now he's no more there. But what all he has done, we'll see tomorrow. Hear about him. It is mentioned in the 11th canto that in Satyuga or in Satyaloka, where Brahma stays, there are the people, personalities who are willing to come to this Kaliyuga time. They want to take birth in this era of Kaliyuga. Why? Because there are the devotees of Lord Narayan available. So the benefit that we get in this age, though this age is an age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there are devotees here. And that association of devotees, so rare, but available, easily available. So that's our good fortune, that though we are hearing now that the degradation of Kali Yuga, the kings of Kali Yuga, and everywhere we see so much negativity is there. But the benefit that we have is that there are devotees here. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, remember two things. He said, forget whatever good you have done to others. Because if you remember that, you will become proud. And forget whatever bad has been done to you. Because if you forget, then Lord will forgive you. or Lord will also forget your shortcomings. So that forget two things and always remember two things, he said, that death is going to come at any moment. Not that we have to be always fearful about it, but even in the Gita it is said that a devotee is always conscious that yes, death can come at any time. But along with that, also remember that there is a holy name in this age. That holy name has come to give us the shelter, and anyone who takes this chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare, can overcome these bad effects of Kali Yuga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.